During today's UPR Newsline, results of a study done by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. They've released rankings assessing the overall health of nearly every county in the 50 states. More than 3,000 counties in the District of Columbia can compare how healthy their residents are and how long they live with the 2012 county health rankings. And here to discuss the rankings for Northern Utah, including Box Elder, Rich, and Cache County, is Lloyd Berenson. He is with the Bear River Health Department. And Mr. Berenson, I understand that Cache County and the areas within the health department did very well on these rankings.
They have. I know that this is the third year, I think, that they have actually produced this particular ranking system. And each year it seems like we're fairly much the same as we've gone forward. I know that Cache is, it seems like they've come in number two in some key areas. You know, we'd like to be number one in that area, but they've done really well. I know Box Elder has already also done very well. I think they're number six in a couple of key areas. And Rich County, just because of the sheer few numbers, they don't fall into this tool in terms of measurement, just because there aren't the numbers there to measure what they need to in order to make the rankings.
Now, the rankings consider factors that affect people's health. There are four categories: health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factors, and physical environment. So where did Cache County rank as far as health outcomes, mortality, for example?
Well, for example, when you look at health outcomes totally, Cache comes in number two. Now, they use two primary areas to consider that. One is mortality and one's morbidity. And, of course, we know that the mortality is just measuring basically when do people die, how long do they live. The morbidity, though, really focuses more on, you know, the quality of life kinds of issues and how we're doing from that standpoint, and tries to use various measurements to you know, put that together. And so when you look at those two areas together, we come out as number two in the health outcomes area.
So how will you use this information? I know that this information can be found online at countyhealthrankings.org. Is this something that the Bear River Health Department will use as far as determining what public information or programs are needed in this part of the state?
Well, the county health rankings are really an excellent tool to raise awareness about the health of our communities. However, we need to remember that the rankings are just one tool that we use to identify areas for improvement. Our counties and the public health district work close together with the Department of Public Health to examine and evaluate numerous other sources of epidemiological data. So this is one tool in the toolbox. The only thing that makes this tool a little bit more difficult is because it's dependent on, for example, some of this mortality data and the morbidity, it's really a longer-term measurement. So any immediate interventions that we might put together are going to be slowly recognized through a tool like this. And so we have to look at other kinds of data that we might receive from time to time, and then kind of in conjunction with that, we use this tool.
Well, one thing that is interesting about this ranking, they've included some new measures, including how many fast food restaurants are in the county and the levels of physical inactivity among residents here.
Yes, and I think that they're getting better in terms of trying to say, you know, what are the things that really factor in to quality of life issues, the kinds of things that help people to have less illness, you know, what things are in place in terms of immediate care kinds of issues. And I think that they're just doing a better job in putting this tool together. And I think they continue to make small modifications each year to try to do a better evaluation each year.
So as you look at these county health rankings, what stands out to you as an area that might be improved in Cache County? You said that we're number two. What could we do to become number one?
Where we struggle, and I honestly think we would be number one in Cache specifically, if it wasn't for some of the environmental challenges that we have. You'll notice that whenever we're measured in terms of some of our air quality issues, in particular the particulate matter that we have on episodic days, that is the thing that continues to bring us down a little bit. However, one of the things that people need to understand is our overall air quality throughout the year is actually quite good in comparison. And this last year, of course, because of a very mild winter, we had an outstanding air quality season during the winter. So I think that is one of the areas that kind of brings us down. If you look at other areas in terms of access to health and or access to medical care, such as the hospitals and different things like that, I mean, in our region, we have four major hospitals, two in Box Elder, two in Cache, tremendous access to care and a real high physician standard that really also helps us, that helps people be kind of more aware of how they should live and helps them to get good counsel on their living styles.
Lloyd Berenson is health officer for the Bear River Health Department, talking with us about recent information and statistics released to help determine and rank counties and their health rankings, Cache County being ranked second in the state of Utah. If you would like to look over that information, you can go online to countyhealthrankings.org. Mr. Berenson, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for the invitation. Appreciate it.